Welcome to Writer's Circle Radio, presented by Classical Conversations. Today's episode comes from Kara McLaughlin. Kara has written in a variety of capacities, including blogging, magazine, and essay writing, as well as a self-published book. She is a Challenge B tutor and homeschooling mother in Raleigh, North Carolina.
A Feast for the Soul by Kara McLaughlin. Feasting reminds me of Henry VIII. When I was a kid, my mom loved to roast giant turkey legs. All five children in my family would sit around the table and pretend to be the rotund English ruler with the voracious appetite. It felt completely decadent to wield a giant wand of meat in our hands. Truly, I think my mom bought them because it was a cheap way to feed a large family. But we didn't know any different and felt richer for the drama we created, pretending to be royalty presiding over our feast. The changing seasons feel like a natural time to think about feasting. With the varieties of foods, changing weather, and long evenings, it's a perfect combination for celebrating. One of my favorite scriptures on this idea is from Proverbs 15:15. The cheerful heart has a continual feast. If that's true, then it means we have the opportunity to feast every single day, not just when a new season comes around or a special occasion. It's the heart with which we approach life that makes it the feast. It's not necessarily the ingredients of the meal or the important occasions, but the mindset through which we see our days. Truly, in the Bible, God reminds us to feast with the gift of a weekly day of rest and Sabbath celebration. If we are living well, we can extend this idea to homeschooling. A friend of mine described the homeschooling experience akin to laying out a beautiful banquet of ideas for our children. Our job as parents is to present the best and most soul-filling dishes, making them attractive and appealing to the senses and the spirit. We are designing a beautiful buffet for the mind, body, and soul. And much like our faith, our children take in what they are ready for, as they are ready for it. More than creating an opulent table for the mind, my hope is to carry the heart and the attitude of the feast, presenting incredible books to read, excellent mind-enriching resources, and the Bible as our core are absolutely vital. However, the heart and passion in which we serve our feast is equally important. The cheerful heart needs to be the way we begin, our very first course. My tendency is to first consider what is missing from the homeschooling feast. If only I had more time, more energy, a math tutor, less laundry. If only I were smarter, did better in high school, paid attention in algebra class, or were healthier, I would be so much more equipped to do homeschooling. Further, I consider feasting something enjoyed at the end of the journey, when all is checked off. In this way, I am like the guests at the parable of the great banquet, found in Luke 14, verses 15 through 24. All of the guests invited to the king's feast made excuses about how they were too busy or too occupied to take time for the feast. I believe that if we see the homeschooling experience as a feast of truth, beauty, and goodness for our families, that is exactly what we will create. I see how purposeful, tiny efforts of doing the everyday things build up over time. I know having a cheerful heart, even when I'm exhausted, can make all the difference. So let us set an amazing table together. Let us decide in our hearts and in our minds that the year ahead will be a beautiful feast. Maybe your feast will be simple, with the delicious soup and bread, or maybe your feast will be loaded with extravagance and wonder. However my feast ends up, I will trust that it will be perfect, and just as the Lord intended. I will trust in my weakness that the Lord can be made strong. I will remember that our children are God's children first, and He is going to equip them perfectly. Let's break bread and lavish our families with God's abundance this day, and in all the days we are given.
This has been a presentation of Writer's Circle Radio. For more ideas and encouragement, go to classicalconversations.com/articles.